The gospel for this morning's Mass teaches us quite a bit about Easter faith. It teaches us that Easter faith in the Lord's resurrection is a process. That coming to Easter faith in the Lord's resurrection is a process. That Jesus' resurrection from the dead is not a self-evident fact. Not even to those who were the very first to experience it, to experience evidence of it. And because it's not self-evident, because it's not immediately recognizable, you and I, just like Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John, the beloved disciple, all of us have to come to acknowledge the truth, the reality of the risen Jesus by means of a process. There's quite a lot of movement. There's quite a lot of process in the gospel that we just heard. First, Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene will become eventually, if you will, the apostle to the apostles. The first one to announce to the apostles of Jesus that in fact the Lord has truly risen from the dead. But she's not there yet. In fact, Mary Magdalene is in a place of unfaith at the beginning in the gospel that we just heard today. We're told that she comes to the tomb. It's still dark. That should give us a clue that Mary is herself still in darkness. And she sees pieces of evidence. She sees that, well, the stone has been rolled away. But she thinks that, again, the gardener, someone has taken the body of Jesus. And she runs to the disciples, really in a state not of faith, but of despair. They've taken the Lord away, and we don't know where they've put him. In a sense, she even incorporates the apostles in her own unfaith. She says, we don't know where they have put him. But the process, thankfully, doesn't end there. It doesn't end in unfaith. Peter and John leave that place of unfaith. They do their bit of running as well. They go out, we're told. They went out from that place where Mary met them, that place of unfaith, and they go to the tomb. They go to this privileged place where God has been dramatically at work. And we're told that they run. One is a little faster than the other, in the same way that some of us are a little slower than the rest in coming to faith in the risen Christ. But they arrive there. And we're told that they see pieces of evidence that something has happened. That perhaps God has done something truly remarkable, truly unheard of, beyond what the imagination could have conjured up. We're told that they saw burial cloths. We're told that they saw the stone rolled away. We're told that they saw the tomb was empty. But they didn't see the resurrected Jesus. They weren't invited as Thomas, a week later, would be invited actually to place their hands in the wounded side of Jesus. His presence was not tangible to them. His resurrection was not a self-evident fact. It wasn't obvious. They saw burial clothes folded up. The cloth that had covered the face of Jesus was folded up in an orderly fashion. The tomb was empty. They saw signs. There were signs of Jesus' resurrection. Signs that God had worked the most marvelous miracle, again, beyond anything you and I, and certainly beyond what the disciples could have imagined. There were signs of it, but Jesus himself they did not see. Isn't this the place where you and I find ourselves on this Easter morning? Perhaps there's a bit of Mary Magdalene's unfaith in us. Perhaps we find ourselves there. But I suspect that most of us find ourselves in a place where there are many signs of the resurrection of Jesus. Him we do not see. What could be the signs of Jesus' resurrection? For one, we have this beautiful congregation. These are the people, we are the people called out of darkness to live in the marvelous light of our baptism. This congregation, this people which gathers not only here, but in fact, all over the world this morning, this people called out of darkness is itself the sign that God has called the dead body of Jesus out of the darkness of the tomb into the resurrected life of the Son of God. So this people, we this morning, are a sign that God has done something remarkable. This year, we know in the Catholic Church, is the extraordinary Jubilee of Mercy. And I'd like to suggest to you that perhaps the most powerful signs of resurrection that you and I encounter on this Easter Sunday morning is our own experience of the unmerited mercy of Almighty God. Think about the times that you have been forgiven, the times that you have experienced God's forgiveness shining in your own darkness. Think about the times you have experienced the forgiveness of other men and women. Think about the times you have forgiven. All of that flows directly to you and me. The power to forgive and the experience of forgiveness, all of that flows from the risen, the truly risen body of Jesus Christ. Jesus was dead. You and I, in our sinfulness, were dead. And when we have held grudges over people, we have held them in death. But when you and I, despite our death, when we haven't deserved mercy, God has given us mercy. When others in our lives have not deserved mercy, God, in the power of his Son's resurrection, has given us the power to show mercy. There can be, short of embracing the risen body of Jesus, there can be no greater sign of his resurrection in the world than mercy and forgiveness. Mercy, by its very definition, is undeserved. And when God brings you and I out of our hardness of hearts, both by forgiving us, but also giving us the strength to forgive, truly the awesomeness of Jesus' resurrection becomes a reality here and now. I have the wonderful, as a priest, the wonderful privilege, inexpressible gift of being able to witness many times weekly the power of the resurrection when men and women broken like me come and ask the Lord's forgiveness. Often those encounters of mercy end in tears. So powerful is the mercy flowing from the risen Jesus. But all of us have in our lives those signs of the resurrection, that foremost sign, which is unmerited mercy, forgiveness. Today, we ask the Spirit for the grace to be able to see the signs of the Lord's resurrection and to put them together, to see the whole, the truth that those signs are pointing toward, that Jesus Christ is truly body and soul risen from the darkness of death. We have only signs, just like the apostles and Mary Magdalene only had signs. But as we're told, John the apostle, when he looked at those signs, those pieces of evidence, he saw and he believed. The Spirit of God, the grace of God, enlightened his mind to be able to put the signs, the pieces of evidence, together, to see where they point, and that they could point to nothing else than the resurrection of Jesus. Let's ask our Father today to allow us to recognize the signs of the resurrection in our lives, and to put those signs together, to see where they point, so that you and I, out of our own experience of God's mercy in Christ, can say, truly, He is risen. Alleluia.